This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today let's meditate on St. John's letter to the church in Ephesus. The Lord designates himself as the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands. God's presence resides in every church, and His presence protects, equips, and enriches every believer. In His right hand is an angel who safeguards churches, shielding believers from enemy snares and attacks. God walks in the midst of churches. What a comfort and encouragement to know that the presence of the Holy Spirit is always available to us. Are we conscious that we are in His divine place? Do we exhibit reverence for the holy presence of the Almighty? God commended them for their perseverance, labor, and patience for His namesake, and for not growing weary. The church tested those who claimed to be apostles but were liars. They have scrutinized and rejected false prophets. Paul had previously warned these elders in the church of Ephesus in Acts chapter 20 about the events about to unfold. Let us not become complacent in our service to God. Our good works alone aren't enough. It's also crucial not to tolerate evil, as it could hinder the church and its growth. As believers and those called by God, we must be cautious about whom we entertain or allow in our midst. Testing those who enter our ministry and churches is vital. Only with Holy Spirit discernment can we analyze them effectively. God says, "You hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, also I hate." The Nicolaitans are those who masquerade as true Christians but engage in immoral worldly activities. We should hate what God hates and love what He loves when we have His mind. They would have patiently endured the trials sent to test them. They have labored for God's sake and haven't grown weary. The Lord condemns them, saying they have forsaken their first love. The love, joy, and glory they experienced during the early times have diminished. The most important aspect for a Christian is love, and one shouldn't overlook it. Our love must be directed towards God first and towards our neighbors. If our love diminishes, our other good deeds are in vain, as stated in 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. If I do not have love, I gain nothing. Our ministry should not shift focus from Christ Himself. If we lose love, we lose everything, and laboring without Christ being glorified is futile. When we first put our faith in God, the love ignited for Him should not be forgotten. Let us introspect. Do we still experience the joy of fellowship with Him as before? Have we also forgotten our first love as the Ephesians did? God wants them to remember from where they have fallen, to repent and to return to their first works, or else He would come and remove that lampstand from its place. If our love for Him has diminished, we must remember the intimate fellowship we had with Him previously and the fervent love we had for Him. He cautions us to change our hearts, resume those initial deeds, and show love once again. We must demonstrate love through deeds. If we fail to repent, Christ will come and remove our lampstand from our midst, signifying the end of our ministry and the dispersal of church. A church that has lost its first love is of no use to God. The exhortation and promise for this church are that they must heed what Spirit says to churches through their spiritual ears to understand God's standards. To those who overcome, He will grant the privilege of eating from the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. This message applies to all churches today. When we triumph over Satan and its temptations, God will allow us to partake of the life-giving fruits in paradise. Overcomers will be recognized, rewarded, and enabled to enjoy the pleasures of paradise. Their blessings and honor will be commensurate with the nature and intensity of their tribulations. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for this meditation. Lord, thank you for speaking to each one of us. Help us, Lord, to revive our first love which we had for you. Enable us to turn to you from our fallen state. Protect us from the snares of the enemy. I submit every listener to your precious care. Provide their needs and fulfill their desires according to your will, Lord. I ask these words in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.